Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today, I'm going to be talking about officers, non-commissioned and commissioned officers, mainly the mediocre incompetent ones, which is most of them. Now, people will get upset when I say that, but most means the following. Anywhere from 51% to 99%. It's a very, very wide number. But somewhere in that, those two numbers, 51 and 99%, are the officers that I'm talking about.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
Now, first, we're going to, Pop, have you ever had any female commanders? Yes. I had one. She was very, very good. I had no issues with her whatsoever. She did not like yes men or people kissing her ass. She just gave you the task, told you when she wanted it done, and then left you to your own devices. And she retired and went on to do her thing. And I had another Lieutenant Colonel Dina, who quite literally was the most incompetent, vicious, passive-aggressive cunt I've ever run across. It was beyond the pale of just how incompetent this person was. And she masked her incompetence by ripping everyone around her down to make herself look good. Now, this worked for Dina coming up the ranks. But when, she came to be a battalion commander. Now, I have no idea how she was selected for battalion command other than some affirmative action horseshit. She had never had a command before this. So typically, if you don't get a command when you're an O3, you're done. You're passed over twice, your career's over. Why this person was allowed to exist and take command, I have no idea. Other than the fact that K-Pac is, basically the running asshole of the U.S. Army. Nothing good comes out of it, and then it comes out in way too much numbers, and it's unmanageable. All right, so I had to deal with her. And that's where I got my black belt in administrative violence because I had her floundering in IG complaints. I had invited the first one star in my chain of command to come in and just see all the craziness that was going on. I had gotten statements from like a third of the NCOs in the battalion, and those were all put in a packet and sent up to the first general in our chain of command, who promptly got on the first thing smoking and came to check out the shit show. And miraculously, after that, Dina was sent to a fellowship at Harvard and had to do schools. We never really saw her again until the next chain of command, like 7 months later. And I have no idea why they didn't just fucking shit can her like she had done to probably six NCOs at the battalion that I saw, a couple officers, and, you know, it was just a shit show. I don't know. You know, and then I've noticed in the military coming up, especially after I picked up my Special Forces qualifications, that I was treated differently because I don't know if there was an air of jealousy there. I don't know what was going on. But I had a lot of officers like thumb their nose at me and literally just act reprehensibly to me and other guys in my unit and stuff like that. When I handled it, you know, usually I was able to get the point across using satire and comedy. And, you know, I'd really make these people, these officers, you know, I'd zing them pretty good. Every once in a while, they would get pissed off and say some shit. And I'd be like, well, sir, you started it. I can't help it if I'm better than you are. Wah. And, my mind is just getting flooded by all of the memories of all the times I've had to step in some officer's shit and then, you know, basically go out of my way to unfuck them. Now, you know, I can honestly say when I was a platoon sergeant, on two different occasions, I had battalion commanders literally drop off second lieutenant or first lieutenants at my office door. And literally the battalion commander looked me in the eye and said, fix this guy. And the guy's like right there. He knows he's fucked up. All right. And it really bothered me why it was always happening to me. Why I always had to, they drop these people off and I'd have to just unfuck. I have to unfuck them. I mean, that's just what you do. And fortunately, the two guys that they got dropped off went on to do great things. One of them became a company commander in 82nd. And then there's rumors he went SF. I don't know what happened to him after that. And the other one quite literally dropped his packet. And I think he got picked up for Delta a few years later. Not bad. Not bad. It's a good track record. I don't know. And then here's another thing that used to really bother me. And it wasn't a problem really until I went into the Army Reserves and I got to see exactly the craziness that was going on. That we would get these soldiers coming in and they're literally fucked up three ways to Sunday. Well, but nobody would help them out. I was like the only one. And I was helping guys with PT who weren't in my company. It's not my job, but nobody else was doing it. All right. I had one guy wanted to go airborne ranger, but couldn't fucking swim. And I spent almost an entire summer fucking having this guy fucking learn how to swim. It's not my lane, but nobody else was doing it. So these guys needed mentorship. They needed help. They needed somebody to stand over their shoulder and go, okay, stop. All right, let's wind it back. Let's do this again. You know, why are you not making the time? All right, we'll slow it down. We'll try it again. And I was like the only one approaching the problems like that. I'd have other guys like, you're a fucking idiot. Hey, well, you should know how to do this. Eh? And like just making the soldier even more apprehensive. And, you know, just, it's hard to do when somebody's yelling in your ear, you're a fucking piece of shit. Doesn't really bother me, but, you know, I've been into this game a long time. I know how it's played. And I just was flabbergasted at how unprofessional a lot of the NCOs and officers I had to deal with were. The officers, for the most part, most of them only give a shit about themselves and their career. They show up to punch a ticket and be on their way. And then you never hear from them again. They're gone. But anyway, I know that was a crazy ramble right there, but I just wanted to talk about this craziness that's going on. Because, you know, the military is getting hit hard with this woke core shit. And if we want to have a volunteer army moving forward, there's going to be some major changes that need to take place. And one of those is there needs to be a Bill of Rights for volunteer soldiers. Number two, there needs to be a better selection process to pick candidates to be officers. I think they should be picked from the enlisted ranks, because I don't give a fuck if you were a captain on your football team. And I don't care if you were fucking Mary Jane Rottencrotch, you know, the prom queen. I don't fucking care. It doesn't mean shit to me. There's very little likelihood that any of that skill set is going to be converted and be used by the military, period. Okay, I think they should pick the officers from those hard-charging young guys who become, you know, E5s in 3 years or less, or, you know, do great things, like win the best Ranger or take Soldier of the Year. There's all kinds of stuff these guys do to stand out above the rest. Those are the ones that should be earmarked and put into school and then use the taxpayer dollars to turn them into effective, motivated leaders. Because we have way too many pieces of shit. Way too many. And it's going to become a problem in the next 3 to 5 years. If they don't turn this around, you can see. Well, yeah, you can't see, but there will be drafts. Mandated drafts to the military. That's going to happen. It has to. Because guess what? Either you have a volunteer force or you don't. There really isn't much in between.